The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is a little bit under the weather this morning, and so she's going to be snuggled cozily in her bed until she gets better. It's 6 after 7 a.m. here on December the 14th. Good morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 605-4567, and Bad Bob's with me today. In fact, we arrived about the same time. The difference being is that I have an enclosed cab in my truck and can dress in just a warm one layer of clothing and with a jacket. And Bob comes in looking like he has been mushing from the North Pole.
Well,
it's cold out there.
It is a little chilly this morning. A little frosty. If you go out on the porch, you may find a little bit of slippery frost, so please be aware of that. I discovered a bit of that myself this morning.
I'm sorry. I have this vision of you bundled up like that. You're riding in an open Jeep, carrying all your stuff with you, and you hitting that first step and just starting your day off like that.
That has happened. It's not
it's not a pretty sight.
No, it was a painful sight.
Ooh.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. The cool temperatures this morning will give way to a high of about 53 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The low will dip down into the 30s once again. Going to stay in that pattern for a couple of days. Thursday, though, we see a change with more rain coming in. Meanwhile, the storms that were just pounding us over the weekend have moved on to the Midwest, and they're expecting some ugly conditions back there. So if you've got kinfolk back in that area, you might want to give them the heads up on that. Right now in Reading, we're showing about 37 degrees. Let's call it 34 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business there at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Just over some people's house last night for dinner, and they had a propane tank, and Shasta Gas Propane takes care of their propane needs. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know what? You're looking for that perfect Christmas present. Well, I don't know if you can find the perfect Christmas present, but I know you can get close with a Sleep Number bed. Linda and I have had ours for over 2 years, and I can't tell you that we have slept better than we ever have before. My Sleep Number setting is 45, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. This is what works for us, but, you know, we have nights that we may move those Sleep Number settings up because we can do that. Sleep Number has been rated the number one mattress by Consumer Report in 2015, and you can't go wrong with that. Not only that, but you've got the Sleep Number temperature balancing pillow, so that, you know how when you put your head on the pillow and it just gets warm, this one kind of diffuses the heat out, so you're always sleeping a little bit cooler. And I have that one. I love that pillow. I sleep on that one. Linda tries to take it from me at times, but we fight it out over that. And I wait till she's asleep and I take it back from her. It's probably not the nicest thing to do, right? I mean, to take the pillow from your loved one.
Yeah, you have to sleep sometime.
I know. Sometime I have to sleep. But then, see, I substitute another pillow in her, so it's kind of like she doesn't know. I think she knows. Anyway, here's your chance to go down right now to the Sleep Number store and buy a mattress for your loved one for Christmas. Come on. You can have it before Christmas, all set up. Everything there, sleeping better than you've ever slept in your life. One of the three pillars of health: sleep, exercise, and a good diet. I mean, sometimes that we don't get as much exercise, and sometimes we don't eat right, but guess what? We always sleep. Why not sleep right? Head on down to our Sleep Number store right in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice or any of the pros down there, and they will show you the best mattresses and what a great great sleep you'll have on it. Made in America and guaranteed.
You know,
I guarantee you're going to love it.
I'm picturing this scene in my mind. You're like Indiana Jones when he's stealing the gold idol with the weighted bag in the other hand with the same look on your face.
She's got my temperature balancing pillow, and she's sitting there like that. And then so what I do is I just kind of nudge her a little bit, and so she kind of starts to move. And then I go, "Did you hear that?" And when she lifts her head up, I put the old pillow back in and take it.
And then the poison darts fly and the giant boulder chases
no,
you.
No, because she of course, a couple of times I've woke up in the morning and it's gone again. So I guess I'm going to have to go and get another pillow. That's the only thing to do. All right. Okay, today we're going to have a record searchlight in here, which is really, really good because we got the managing editor, Carol Ferguson, but we also have Dave Bender, the business guy, in here. And why am I excited about this? Because the editorial yesterday got me going.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm reading it, and it comes from the Baltimore Sun or something like that. I'm not sure where it comes from. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, do they really believe that? Do you really believe that you're, you know, and this is the way it is right now, and they're looking at it, is you're voting. You know, when they break your districts up, it's the number of people in the district, not the number of people eligible to vote. Did you know that, Bob?
Hmm.
Yeah. So if you're down in L.A. and 90% of your voters or 70% of your voters are illegals, you still get that same number of people.
Nice.
Unless, you know, as in part counted as your district, as if they could vote. Shouldn't it be the number of voters in your district?
Wonder.
People that can vote. And that's the case. And that's the ones over 18 that are American citizens. Oh, that's going to change things out a little bit. Yeah, but just a thought. Anyway, we'll talk about that. A couple other things. Hey, you know, I usually don't get into football, but I just had to do this. Oakland beat Denver. Denver's quarterback, you know, ever since Peyton got hurt.
Yeah.
Is a 6'8" kid that just everybody likes, and he's won the big games, you know, he's done all these. He goes up against Oakland. And it's facing, you know, Oakland's a second tier team. I mean, they're getting a lot better. They got a new quarterback and all that.
They have fallen far from the heyday of
the '80s. Yeah, you know, of
the days of the twos
and the snake, yeah, and, yeah. You know, all those guys, you know, but yesterday they were the Oakland Raiders of yore, and this guy named Khalil Mack, a linebacker for Oakland, sacked the Denver quarterback five times.
Oh.
Five times himself. Five times forced a fumble. I mean, this guy was on fire. They just, you know, they just couldn't even block him. They just, you know, pretty soon it was like, okay, just come on and hit him. Just hit him. Get it over with. Hit him. Let's go smack him, knock him down. We don't care because you're embarrassing the hell out of us. So anyway, so Denver in this first half, you know, they're just walking all over Oakland. And then in the second half, Oakland just took it to them. You know, it wasn't like, you know, and Oakland won.
Mm.
But Oakland beat Denver. Okay, now here's the thing I like about this, besides the fact that, you know, Oakland is a blue-collar team, and I just like blue-collar teams. You know, like Cleveland, and Cleveland won too. But anyway, and do I like San Francisco? No. No, I'm sorry out there, everybody. I'm sorry.
Dangerous words in this town.
Well, you know, San Francisco, it's, you know, fine. I mean, it's cool. I mean, San Francisco, yes. You know, you would invite San Francisco, you know, patrons to, like, tea parties. And but you'd invite Oakland guys to, like, barbecues with beer. And, you know, most of them probably carry. So, the most of them illegally, probably. Anyway, but here's the thing is, this quarterback who's been just, you know, they're like carrying on the shoulders, you know, like this guy, oh, okay, forget Peyton Manning. He goes into the second half and he goes into a walkabout and they are just trouncing them. So maybe it's not so, you know, maybe, you know, Peyton's place in that team may not have been taken as much as people like to think sometimes. You know, that's my football synopsis of the day. Because I think that's the only game I saw. Because we were singing and dining. 7:15 in the morning here. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you, though, by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years in the business. Top 100 hospitals in the nation for three years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals of the nation. Of the nation. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well. We'll be right back, 716, December the 14th. Good morning, everybody. I hope you've got some of your shopping done.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Redding Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Is the season.
Season for running that horse. I almost went to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra up in Portland. It was a real close call to buying the tickets, but they were like $70 a pop, and I just couldn't justify it. Would have been a hell of a show, though.
Is there like Christmas coming up in this, or is this just this?
Well, it kind of started out with a little Christmas riff in the beginning before it got into the rock.
All right, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is tucked cozily in her bed because getting over a little bit of a sniffles here.
Visions of sugar plums.
Oh, man, I tell you what. She's been working really hard, and you know, and she's got shows this week, and it's just, you know, you just got to take care of that voice. 20 after 7 here on December the 14th. So phone lines are 605-4567. Got Shasta Land Trust coming in around 7:30, and then of course Record Searchlight at 8 o'clock. But now Obama finally realizes what the rest of the nation's known for a long time: terrorism is considered a real threat, not climate change. No, nay, nada, no. 7 out of 10 in the last, and 70% of the people polled think that terrorism is a real problem, and we're going to get hit again. We're going to get hit again soon. So here's what happened. After that last speech Obama gave that was just a clunker. Oh, there were parts about it. I thought, yeah, okay. But it was a clunker when it said about what he's going to do. So now this week it's a big PR, this is what it's called, a big PR push the week before Christmas to talk about all the things you're doing. He's going to be at the Pentagon with the National Security Council to discuss the threat. But it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of changes that they're going to do. I think one thing would be, and I'm not saying keep all the Muslims out of the country. I would just say everybody that wants to come to this country, they go through a background check. That's all I'm asking, is a background check like my friends did, like other people have done, like Syrians and Iranians and Iraqis have done for years, come through a background check, not just take people in. And the only way you can keep that from happening on the border is to shut the damn border down.
Know who's coming
shut
through the
door.
Shut
the border down. Know who's coming across. You know what? It means you're going to have to change how we do things a little bit around here about how the background checks go. It should not take 3.5 years for people with top secret clearances from the British Navy to get into this country. On the other hand, if you are from a country and they have to go through a thorough background check like they did for the Brit, and it takes longer because of the problems getting the information, when so be it. So be it. And this thing where you can come in on some kind of visa for 30 days without a check, give me a break. Give me a break. Now, that wouldn't have... None of those address what happened in San Bernardino, though. San Bernardino, the guy was like, what, a third generation?
Yeah.
American? Who got radicalized, and then his wife, who he brought in on a 90-day visa. I've got a friend that brought a girl in for a 90-day visa, fiancé visa, and she came in to see if she liked this country, our country. And she didn't. She didn't have her family, and it was too fast, and it's, you know, it scared the kids and all this, so she went back home. I know, as funny as that sounds, isn't it? It could have had something to do with him. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Having to see him every day for 30 days. But the bottom line on this is, you know, we still got to get your arms around who's coming into this country. No, you just can't say, make an arbitrary thing that nobody comes to this country that's a Muslim. But you should be able to say nobody comes to this country until they're vetted. I don't care what nationality they are. Gun rights. Gun rights are expanding in many areas. Some areas, you know, they're trying to restrict things or they're trying to change things. Right now, Obama's coming up with some kind of executive order that says, you know, I'm not sure what it says, but it has something to do with the fact of, you know, background checks and what can I do with an executive order? Well, I don't know what you can do with an executive order, but, you know, frankly, bypassing Congress is crap. You should be able to walk through Congress and say, hey, look, this is what we need, and be able to sell it. And everybody talks about, oh, the gun lobby. Let me tell you who the gun lobby is. The gun lobby are people that want to be able to own a firearm. They want their rights under the Second Amendment. That's the gun lobby. You can point at the NRA all you want. But it wasn't the NRA that went out buying 185,000 background checks on Black Friday, or almost that many the day after the shooting in San Bernardino. It wasn't the NRA. Those are your neighbors. Our neighbors up here who think, oh, there's no reason to do this. I mean, a couple years ago, guess what? Putting them through concealed carry classes right now.
Yeah.
Got the largest concealed carry class at one time up here, over 50 people. Now, why do you think 50 people want to have a gun to protect themselves? Perhaps it's because the chief of police right here in Redding and the sheriff right here in Shasta County says, you've got to be able to defend yourself. We can't be everywhere. It takes us 16 minutes to get to emergencies or well over an hour if you're out in the county. So, you're going to have to be able to help and defend yourself. And I don't care which one of the instructors you go to, though I think some are better than others. Bastiani teaches great classes also. But I think you should avail yourself and be able to protect yourself. And you're surprised at how many can already.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit down at a table up in Redding, California, with different people around there, you're going to find that at least half of them have got a concealed carry license.
Interesting thing my brother-in-law was telling me about. He has a friend who operates a gun store, I guess he's an armorer down in Arizona. He said these guys routinely come into the gun store to get a firearm for their wife or significant other, and they go for the little 9mm short Kel-Tex and low-cost guns that are notoriously unreliable and difficult to operate for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. But they say, oh, that's the one we want. And he said, no, you don't. You know, you want something simple. Think simple. If you're not out there drilling with that thing every month, you want simple if you're in a situation.
The best carry gun is one you'll carry.
Yes.
And if you're not, if you're a woman, it should be simple to use. If you're a man, it should be simple to use. It should fit your hand, and you should be able to use it and feel comfortable with it. Okay, moving on. Star Wars. Are you reading about the craziness in Star Wars?
People
have camped out since December 1st down in Hollywood. They're camping out in a queue to get tickets to go in at the big Hollywood premiere of Star Wars. People getting married in the line. No, I'm not kidding you. They're getting married in the queue of the line to get in to see Star Wars. Am I missing something here?
Well, this is not without precedent. 1977, the line at the Mann Theater in San Diego went around the building three times. You stood
For
Star Wars, the first movie, when it first came out in 1977.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. The line went around the building twice and was very organized, very orderly. They had vendors coming along, and it was just a big party atmosphere. So it's evolved into the next generation. Wow. Grandfathers are taking their grandkids.
Well, here's the thing is I bought tickets already for the kids when they came in so we can all go see Star Wars.
Yeah.
Two of the kids can't, or one my son and my granddaughter can't go see it in 3D though because it does something to their equilibrium.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird in 3D, but so that's okay. So what? We just go and see the digital side of it. And we're thinking is I wonder if we should get down there like an hour before it starts.
Wouldn't hurt.
And then get in line so we can all of us can sit together place that you want to sit.
I don't know if you can get those tickets through Fandango or not, but that might be a good
move. You can't. No, I've already bought the tickets.
Oh, okay.
I've already bought the tickets. You can buy them early online. I didn't realize Fandango charged you money, that much money, though.
Yeah, it's a convenience thing. It's nice, though, just to walk up and punch a little button and out comes your ticket.
Hey, all you have to do is show... Hey, get with the 23rd century, okay, old man.
Just show him your phone.
I just show him my phone, and he goes, yep. So, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we come back. Shasta Land Trust will be with us. We'll talk about what's going on with them. They're saying $2 billion worth of tickets.
Not surprised.
$2 billion worth of tickets. And Disney bought the rights to Star Wars.
Yeah, smart.
And I guess that Mark Hamill is in it, and
The original Harrison, cast,
the original cast,
Carrie Fisher,
and Harrison Ford. Wow. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. It's 7:28 in the morning. It's 34 degrees out there, my friends. Going up to 49. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, and we'll be right back.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBaugh. Linda is under the weather this morning, so she's trying to get well this week before we're deluged with grandkids and kids. 7:32 in the morning, 34 degrees out there, going up to 49 today and down to 35 tonight. Hope you've got all of your warmth ready for tonight. So, and the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you're looking for presents for Christmas. This is a great place to go to. They have, not only do they have all these different types of coffees that you can buy, which Bob Belongi loves, exotic type blends of everything, and teas, loose teas, and coffee making machines, but also wines and beers. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor just filled with great cigars for all your loved ones who might like a cigar now and then. And all tobacco accessories, you know, the e-cigs and all that, all this. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's.
I'm going to have to go check them out because my favorite coffee, as you know, it's up to $28 a pound, and we just said can't do it this year. Yeah. Well, we're going to buy locally this time. Well, love the Hawaiian, but can't afford it.
We're going to love this, is that last night at the dinner we were at, our host makes his own. He gets the coffee beans and he roasts them himself, and he's got this coffee maker. It's made of a mineral and a composite mineral, not of this earth. I think it's from Oregon or something. It's all glass. And so he roasts the beans himself, because he says, he will tell you, most coffee beans, and you go to these big places, are just over roasted because then they all taste the same if you over-roast them, even if they're really good. So they're all over-roasted. And he says, so he made this. He roasted the coffee beans, and then he grinds it up in a titanium type of maker. And then he made the coffee. And so I broke my rule, and I had decaffeinated last night. And it was good coffee. And everybody else is, And I know we talked about you. And they're talking about best places to get coffee. And I said, well, you know, my, when Savannah came back from Indonesia, she brought me that white kaffir coffee, which, of course, is coffee beans that cats eat. And it goes through their systems, and people pick it out of their...
This is like Nicholson in The Bucket List, yeah. Finding out that the... Yeah,
yeah, it's made out of coffee beans that have passed through the intestines of and bowels of a cat. And it's a big... I mean, it's expensive stuff. Oh, so I've got these two little coffee packs there. Going to make it someday. Perhaps for our next guest. Perhaps for our next guest. We're here with Ann Murphy from, she's the executive director of Shasta Land Trust, who's over there trying not to gag as I'm talking about white kaffir coffee. It's coming, or white something coffee, and it's made out of coffee beans that have been thoroughly digested by cats, I guess.
Interesting. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm craving coffee now.
Sometimes, sometimes I think that's how they make our coffee in the back here. Is that, oh yeah, we just found some in a horse or something. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a few months.
It has been.
So
great to see you.
Oops, good seeing you too. You're always bright eyed and ready to go and happy and cheerful.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. Tell us what the Shasta Land Trust is for everybody that's just catching up.
Great. So Shasta Land Trust is a local nonprofit, and it is our mission to conserve the beauty, character, and diversity of all the significant lands that we have throughout the North State. So we work with a lot of communities, a lot of landowners, trying to preserve some of the beautiful places that we have around us.
So if somebody's got like 1,000 acres, and mm-hmm. they'd like to preserve it so people aren't going to go and build on it someday, they... you buy it, or they how does that work?
It's an interesting thing that we really don't want to get into the land ownership business.
Right.
And there are so many lands that just don't, you know, kind of loan themselves well to being publicly owned. We have a lot of great, great landowners who are doing amazing things with their properties. So what we do is we use a tool called a conservation easement. And it's a legal binding agreement just between us and the landowner, and everything's negotiated. Basically, what it does is it limits the development of the property so that they can't carve it up into little lots and sell it into a million pieces.
Okay.
But it keeps those properties intact and whole and, you know, part of an important, you know, fabric of our community.
And you do it so in such a way as kind of like to build a fabric of like a connection. Wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to like connect the entire United States, like from the East Coast to the West Coast somehow?
I don't have that grand of scale of
oh, really?
Plans in mind, but connections where possible are really phenomenal, and you can have a greater impact on, you know, the wildlife movement in our area and better impact on water quality, all that good stuff. And we have our roots really with a lot of the ranchers in the area, and that is something that we've certainly seen over time, is that having those connected ranches and kind of building that whole infrastructure of land for ranching is key to the business.
Okay, and this can be passed on. The land can be passed on to the children and grandchildren and all that.
Absolutely.
And even sold.
It can be sold. It can
everything.
Be gifted.
You just can't change it.
Right, right.
Now, there's no rules against hunting or fishing
mm-mm.
or any of that.
No, not at all.
All this is just keep your land the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we are really proud. A couple of our landowners, you've probably heard of the Pray Their Beef folks. But they were just awarded the 2015 California Leopold Conservation Award, which is a really prestigious award, and we're so thrilled to be able to work with them. But basically, this Leopold Award recognizes farmers and ranchers who are voluntarily being great stewards and managers of their properties. And I think that's a really amazing thing that they can, you know, do this and still have a very successful ranching operation, but also preserving some of the great natural resources that are on these properties.
Bob, why do you have all those entries on your Facebook, and I don't have any on mine? Not Facebook, but in your chat room, and I don't. Is my chat room not working?
For those of you having difficulty with the chat room, you may press the refresh button and see what happens on your browser.
Doesn't seem fair that yours is working and mine's not.
I don't know.
You know what? I like this. You know, last time you were on here, I mm-hmm. had so many misconceptions about the conservation. I thought that, you know, that it couldn't be, you know, it was so many restrictions on it
right,
after that,
right.
But it's not. All mm-hmm. it is the fact that you're taking a piece of property that fits
mm-hmm.
the requirements. I mean,
yep.
not all do, like you said.
Exactly.
And all you're saying is, hey, let's sign this binding, but it's a binding contract
mm-hmm.
that once it's signed,
mm-hmm.
it can't be broken. Kids can't break it.
Like, right? Even kids can't break it.
Kids can't break your grandkids. So, you know, things have changed. It's been 25 years. They're surrounded by subdivisions being offered millions of dollars. And guess what?
Yeah, you could sell it, but it's got to stay intact as
that's
one
right.
piece. Yeah, yeah. It's not something that folks enter into lightly. It's a long-term commitment. And, you know, the challenge for us is always trying to draft these documents that are going to stand the test of time, but be flexible enough that we can, you know, get through changes that are happening.
That would be Carl's computer showing that our stream is, in fact, working.
I wasn't trying to do that, though. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's Jeez. Okay.
I was just trying to get it back into the, so it's working. Okay. The, and some people like that, I guess that kind of gets to some people,
mm-hmm.
though, like
mm-hmm.
this. So it's something not to be taken very lightly.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a commitment.
All right. Now, you got some things coming up.
Yes, we do. Foremost on my mind right now is our holiday open house, which
right.
because it's the holidays, and we like to throw open our doors and invite folks in. So that's actually happening tomorrow evening at our Land Trust office, 1768 West Street in Reading, from 5 to 8. Just drop in. We'll have all kinds of great goodies on hand, and just want to toast the holidays and all of the great things that we've accomplished this year. Another big event that we've got coming up, and you've got time to plan for this, it will be on Saturday, February 27th. This is our Wild Ways kickoff, which is our big fundraiser of the year.
When is that?
The last Saturday in February, February 27th, and we're in a new venue this year. We're going to be over at Mercy Oaks, and this fundraiser is an important one to us. It kicks off what we call our Wild Ways series of events throughout the year. We typically do anywhere from 20 to 30 different fundraising events, and it's a great opportunity to connect people and places. And it supports our mission so that we can preserve more land in the area. But we start off by a really fun evening, the end of February, with all kinds of music. We've got Pat Karch and his group playing for us this year. Good music and all kinds of great food and hopefully some dancing and silent auction. But it really sets the stage for us for our upcoming year of all these great events. So we'd love to have folks come. We are right now in the process of trying to put together this whole series of events to come. We want to get people out into some pretty unique places and just help them appreciate what we have in our area, which is pretty phenomenal.
Cool. Okay, so one's tomorrow night, though.
Yes,
and
tomorrow night's
the
open house. It's just a holiday open house. Drop in anytime, 5 to 8.
Have literature there.
Yep, we'll have some literature. We'll have a good group of our staff around. We've got two brand new staff, one starting this morning as soon as I get back to the office, and one who started last week. So we're really excited. We're building this really fabulous team of people at the Land Trust.
Is it that busy out here?
It is. It is, believe it or not. Which is a neat thing. We're I think we've been kind of a quiet group, but there's a lot happening.
If you had a couple thousand acres, Bob, would you consider this?
I think so. If I had a couple thousand acres and I wanted to be sure that at least a part of it is not paved over someday.
Okay, that's a good part mm-hmm, point. Mm-hmm. Can you take parts of your property and do it?
Well, you have, you know, as the landowner, you have the option to do whatever you want with your property. Some people only put part of their land under easement. They don't have to do the entire property. We try to be pretty flexible in creating a building envelope and siting that in an area that's not going to, you know, destroy anything, but large enough that you can have your, you know, your barns, your sheds, and mm-hmm. gardens and plants. And
I have to confess a certain level of trepidation when mm-hmm. I hear about private property being locked away in such a way that it can't be, you know, because there are those who say, well, there should be no such thing as private property. It all belongs to the planet or mm-hmm. some such. And then that attitude bothers me immensely.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's room for everything, I think. You know, there's room for development and where development, you know, can occur. And there's room for, I think, a lot of folks to have a say that their property isn't going to be paved over sometime into the future. It's a lot of folks with great vision that we work with and landowners who very much want to see these properties remain the same for their grandkids someday.
Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just had one question. I was wondering when they go under the easement, do they go off the tax roll?
That's a very interesting question and one that we get constantly from landowners. And it really does not take land off the tax rolls. Landowners are still responsible for paying their property taxes since they're still owning and living and managing those properties. Oftentimes, the county auditors may adjust the value of the property, looking at that conservation easement, and if the value is adjusted, but these properties are still going to remain on the tax rolls. Great question.
Okay, so it would reduce taxes overall to the county.
It could potentially.
It could. Well, you know, Roberta, that is a good question because what I could see is if you've got places being developed around you, which then pushes the value of the land up, that, hey, wait a minute, I cannot sell or build this or build on this. So it's bound to keep your taxes down then. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roberta.
Bye.
Bye. That was a good question. Okay. We're here with Ann Murphy, who is Executive Director of Shasta Land Trust, and they've got an open house tomorrow night.
We do.
And,
absolutely.
And then, of course, and down on?
We're at 1768 West Street.
Where's that? What's that next to?
About a block south of Placer, right where Sacramento Street dead ends into West Street.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I know where that is. That's right down behind my house, practically.
Yeah, we're practically neighbors.
Practically neighbors there. That's good. So your land values just went down.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And then we'll have you back again before the next big soiree. Anything else for people that are interested in thinking about mm-hmm. this, thinking, so who should they call?
They should call the Land Trust or visit our website. That's an easy thing to do at shastalandtrust.org. Feel free to give us a call at 530-241-7886. We'd be happy to chat with anyone about what we do and your options as a landowner.
How many properties have you put into the trust here?
We have right now 15 properties, just under 24,000 acres of land. And we are currently working on a really huge suite of projects involving PG&E. We're going to take on an additional 15 properties on about 33,000 acres all over Shasta County, which is exciting.
And PG&E owns these?
They do. So PG&E went through this bankruptcy proceeding a dozen years ago or so, and part of the settlement and stipulation required that they divest themselves of some of these lands that are not essential to hydro operations to give them to conservation organizations protected with conservation easements. And then what they're retaining, that they're still going to own, they still have to protect with conservation easements. So it's a really interesting thing, but they are some phenomenal properties. I think we have the best of all the PG&E properties here in our neck of the woods. Everything from Lake Britton all the way over to Fall River.
Can I hold you over to the next segment?
Sure, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. I want to talk about those segments you're just talking about because, you know, to me, there is a... there's a lot there that needs to be talked about because, you know, what kind of properties, you know, things such as the water and all these kind of things I want to talk about. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally operated and owned by a father-son team, Ed and Kyle DeFore. And I tell you what great guys these are. And this place at Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes has it all. It's got a full-service deli and butcher shop. And the butcher shop is done by Ed, who is a butcher. And you want meat there at great prices. They will match any price for meat around the area here with our local stores. They've had the store for years and years. Over 1,000 different drinks, including 250 different kinds of beers for those who drink a beer now and then. And other things. It's your one-stop shop for anything. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Great people down there. It's a great store. Locally owned, locally operated. You can't ask for more than that. We'll be right back with Ann Murphy, who is Executive Director of Shasta Land Trust.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perondi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I would buy you a house, and if I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, buy you furniture for your house, maybe a nice Chesterfield or an Ottoman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with, and Bob is finding new bump music. Where if I had $1 million, I'd buy you a house, and then put it in the concert. You could put it in the Shasta Land Trust. $1 million worth of land. Okay, I got where you're going there, Bob. Hey, okay, it's about 9 minutes. Oh no, make that 8 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 14th of December. 34 degrees out there, going up to 49 today. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Let's talk about Jay Leno is coming to Reading at Reading's own Civic Auditorium on March 26th. We're giving away tickets. We're getting more and more people. If you want to sign up for tickets, free tickets, I got two free tickets for Jay Leno, March 26th. Great tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567. We'll take the first three. You can do it even. You can sneak in by giving Molly, and sending an email to molly@kcnr1460.com. And, or you could fax us. We're giving you every way you could do it. Or you could fax it at 530-605-4561. And just give us a call, give us an email, drop us a fax, all those things, and you'll be entered into a drawing that we're going to hold before Christmas. Before Christmas. So just keep calling, put your name in there, and you'll get in there. And the phones are ringing now. Okay, my guest is Ann Murphy, who is the executive director of Shasta Land Trust. Now, listen, somebody brought up is that you have inspections of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how's that work?
Right. So part of our responsibility as a land trust in holding a conservation easement is walking each property at least once a year. We typically come out between May and October each year to walk the property. And we try to be as non-intrusive as possible. We don't need to get inside any buildings. What we're doing is walking the property boundaries, making sure neighbors aren't encroaching into it, making sure there's not a McDonald's somewhere in the back 40.
That you just accidentally sold.
Absolutely. And so we're looking for those big things, and we don't want to be, trotting all over the landowner's property.
So once a year you come
property,
out.
But
you
come out once a year, and we arrange that with the landowner. We love to have folks along. What we've discovered, of course, is our landowners know their properties like no one else, and it's great fun for us to be able to walk the properties with them and mm-hmm. learn a little bit more about their family history and what they're up to.
So you've got you said PG&E. Now PG&E, as we talked about during mm-hmm. the break, was, and I said, what about the water? Because water is so important up here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's such an interesting thing that the settlement and stipulation pretty much dictated that PG&E would protect all of these properties with conservation easements. And here there's a phenomenal amount of water resources. There's a lot of Fall River, Pitt River, Hat Creek, even Cow Creek frontage along all of these. And where PG&E has their current operations, their current hydro operations, they're going to maintain ownership of those. All of the sort of buffer lands to that, which are huge, are going to go to other organizations like CAL FIRE and UC Berkeley, the local resource conservation districts.
Okay. Wow. So that's good. Okay. So they get a hold of you. They say, look, you know what? We want to keep this in our family. We want mm-hmm. it to be like this. It's going to – and so you all go out there, and do you put a fair price on it or anything like that? Or just does it have anything to do with that at all?
You know, that's – really not at all.
Don't even care.
Mm-mm. Nope. What we're looking for are the resources. We protect a lot of working agricultural ranches, so we're looking perhaps at rangeland and what kind of quality that's in. We're looking at all those great water resources and riparian corridors. We've protected a lot of blue oak woodlands, which are pretty important in our area. We've done a lot of work Blue oak woodlands. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of those in the Cow Creek watershed, just phenomenal community. And we've done a lot in the Fall River Valley, where, of course, it's a phenomenal flyway for birds. So there's a lot of important
land. Have you ever had anybody break these contracts with you?
You know, I would say that here our landowners have such great conservation ethics, and we haven't had issues. But I've done a lot of national work, and so nationally I've seen definitely some issues arise. And
probably with people that have, maybe the children or grandchildren.
You know, exactly. What typically happens is we call that second or third generation landowner. They're not the folks that protected it themselves, but maybe they sold it, and the next person might just not understand the easement very well, and it could be inadvertently they've gone and done something they're not supposed to.
Or they say, I didn't realize
that. Or they say that, too. Yep.
I didn't know that's what you meant.
that's part
Nobody
of our...
Explained that to me when I bought this 12,000 acres, I couldn't do anything with it.
That's why we try to be very careful when properties are for sale with conservation easements, that we get in there and help buyers understand what can and can't be done with the land.
Okay, that's a good
point.
And
meet with new folks, because that's really, on us to be able to try and walk them through that.
Okay. Ann Murphy, Executive Director, Chester Land Trust. And you can call her at?
530-241-7886.
You can go over and drink her fizzy drinks and mm-hmm. Eat her food tomorrow night.
Yes. At 1768 West Street from 5 to 8 p.m. We'd love to see you.
There you go. On a Tuesday night before. Okay. Any last thoughts here on the land trust?
We would love to have all your support. As you know, we're closing in on the year end, and if you are wanting to make that tax-deductible gift before year's end, give us a call or go on our website at ShastaLandTrust.org.
Yeah, I forgot to mention this. This is you all are a 501c3.
Absolutely.
And that you do this. You all don't sell the land. The only thing you're doing is preserving land.
Mm-hmm. We're helping the landowners realize their wishes.
That's right. And you might be able to actually get a break in your taxes this year. And so how long does it take to set one of these up?
You know, it could take anywhere from a few months to a year.
Oh, really? So it does take some time then.
Well, what we often find is that people just need time to absorb things and think about it, talk about it with their families. That's really the longest component.
Yes. I can believe that. Because you're affecting everybody for generations, mm-hmm. for the rest of your life. I mean, your life, but then their lives too, if they plan on keeping it. But they can sell it. They just
Absolutely.
nobody can just change it though.
Yep.
It'll always be grazing land or
mm-hmm.
whatever
open.
It is.
I mean, at least.
Always open.
Mm-hmm. And one piece.
Isn't that interesting when you think about it? And you would see all of a sudden there's a but they're doing a lot of that. the government takes a lot of land too. I mean,
but at least
they,
with ours,
they
just, it's still
just,
private.
Yeah, you all are just doing it, and it's because people are volunteering to do it as opposed to it being taken away.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. This is all voluntary.
All right. One more time, phone number.
Yes, 530-241-7886.
Ann Murphy, Executive Director, Shasta Land Trust. Good. Well, I hope you have a real Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And
you
I
too.
Hope you
Merry
get,
Christmas.
And I hope you get lots of land here this year, and we'll have you back on again before the big soiree.
Wonderful. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Remember, tomorrow night, Shasta Land Trust, free food.
There we go.
We'll be right back after these messages with the Record Searchlight, Dave Venda, and more. It's 8 o'clock on the 14th of December.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Baltimore's mayor says the city is opening an emergency operations center as the first trial of a police officer in Freddie Gray's death draws to a close. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake says the operations center will help agencies coordinate any necessary response. Freddie Gray's April 19th death was followed by demonstrations that later turned violent. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is being invited back to prime time in the upcoming Republican presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After being dropped from the main stage during the last debate, Christie is one of nine GOP presidential candidates to qualify for Tuesday's primetime event here in Nevada. CNN says Senator Rand Paul, who was on the bubble of qualifying late last week, will also be in the main debate. To qualify, candidates had to average at least 3.5% in national polls or at least 4% in Iowa or New Hampshire. Greg Cluxton, Las Vegas.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has jumped to the top of an influential Iowa poll. Cruz surged more than 20 points in the latest Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll to take the lead in the GOP presidential race. Egypt says a preliminary investigation into the October crash of a Russian passenger plane in Sinai has found no indication yet of any illegal or terrorist act. Reporter Lee Keith in Cairo says Egypt isn't offering any alternative theory.
There was not a bomb. There's certainly nothing from the investigator's statement about the preliminary report about what it could have been otherwise.
The crash killed all 224 people aboard the aircraft. A crash involving a convoy of buses in northern Argentina has killed at least 41 police officers. Police say the driver of one of the buses lost control while crossing a bridge. The vehicle then flipped over and fell from that bridge. The crash occurred north of Buenos Aires. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Gasoline is close to breaking through a key psychological barrier as drivers enjoy some of the cheapest prices at the gas pump since the recession. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
The nationwide average price of a gallon of regular was $2.02, according to AAA. That's down 58 cents from this time in 2014. Data compiled by AAA and the Oil Price Information Service shows drivers in about half the states are already paying less than $2. It's also shaping up to be a good winter for people who heat their homes with oil or natural gas. The Energy Department says the retail price of heating oil for December through February is expected to average $2.40 a gallon. That's down 18% compared to last year. Jeremy House reporting.
Flags are flying at half staff across Connecticut in honor of the 26 people killed 3 years ago in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Today's the anniversary of the attack, in which a gunman killed 20 first graders, 6 educators, and himself. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Kentucky officials seeking to reinstate the death sentence of a man convicted in the 1997 murders of a Louisville couple.
The justices ruled a federal appeals court was wrong to overturn Roger Wheeler's sentence based on the exclusion of a juror who expressed reservations about the death penalty. The appeals court had ruled the juror should not have been dismissed. The Supreme Court ruled the appeals court was wrong not to give more weight to the state court's decision.
Correspondent Wally Hines. A Chicago firefighter is dead after falling two stories down an elevator shaft while fighting a blaze in a warehouse on the city's south side. Fire officials say 42-year-old Daniel Capuano died early this morning. As he and other firefighters searched for the source of the blaze, officials say they were blinded by heavy smoke when Capuano fell down that elevator shaft. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 14th of December. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567. Get your phone out. Put it in your lap. You're going to have lots to talk about today and call in with. We have the Record Searchlight gang of two with us. KCNR1460.com is how you hop into the chat room. You can be all over the world. I don't see the Netherlands in there today, but, you know, it's still a little bit early. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather?
Well, the storm that kind of pummeled us over the weekend has moved on into the Rocky Mountain area, so they're getting lots of rain and snow over there. Meanwhile, today we've got severe clear weather. Radar is nothing showing all the way around. High of 54 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the 30s. That's going to be the case until Thursday. Wednesday night, clouds will start moving in, and light rain on Thursday, and that will continue through the weekend. So we're looking for more of the wet stuff, which we absolutely positively need. Right now in Reading, looking at a couple of weather stations, we've got about 34 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Their customers are warm friends of veteran-owned business, an award-winning veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, look, 34 degrees. You're having problems with your heating system. You need to call Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his cohorts there have been in the business for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business here in town. Best in the North State, voted that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Give them a call at 221-2642. They offer guarantees. They can work on any model or make. They are the ones that keep us toasty warm during the winter and cool during the summer. Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. If it's this Tuesday or this Monday in the in December, it must be time for the Record Searchlight and Carol Ferguson and Dave Benda to come visit us. But before we start that, we're going to go to Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Yes, I wanted to let people know that tonight we have Gregory Cheadle coming in. He is running for Congressional District 1, and he's going to give us his perspective on what's going on and how he would either change things or vote differently, I'm sure, from our current congressional representative, Doug LaMalfa. So I just invite people to come on out. We do have Allie Wiedenhorf also coming in tonight. She's the gal who...
Allie Wiedenhorf. You know what? What a sweetheart she is.
She is. She was on the radio yesterday on Sovereign Mind.
Yeah,
and she
was.
She's a young woman. She's 14. And she stood up to her teacher at her school and defended the State of Jefferson issue. And she has an interesting story to tell. So we've invited her to come out and tell us about what happened to her last week when she wore a State of Jefferson sweatshirt to school.
Yeah, it was the I met her parents, and I've not met her, but I met her parents, who are very active in Toys for Tots for children here in town. And in fact, we're trying to work a way so we can get her mom on here to talk about Toys for Tots, because this is the last week where we're really pushing for it.
I thought
that was interesting, that when she went in and was poo-pooed by her teacher, and she said, "Hey, wait a minute, I have a right for my beliefs." And so he said, "You're right. I think that's kind of what happened." And
that is what happened.
And he said, "You're right. You know, you do have a right to do that." And she gave a presentation.
Yes, and she was able to do that. So we're so proud of her. And
much more than the board of supervisors, huh? Maybe she should go in front of the board of supervisors.
Maybe they would listen to her.
Maybe they'll listen to her, because they're not listening to you guys. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
That's tonight at 6 p.m. on
2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
10 after 8 here. In the morning, 34 degrees. I'm here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Search site, who's waving at me, and Dave Benda, who is sitting over there with his hands, you know, his fingers
trying
interlocked,
to keep warm.
Trying to keep
warm. Like
well, you know what?
Blast of cold
well,
air.
You know what? This
just
was,
came down. Maybe we need to call Alliance and get that system.
Well,
fixed
no, unfortunately, the system's working really good, because see, the air conditioning, which is controlled by the other studio over there, they're burning up at this point. So they turn it on, and it blows in such a way that it blows right on my producer and the guest.
Yeah, I wish we were burning up
and
right now.
During the summer, I'm sitting over here, you know, we're over here sweating, and then the people on your side, they got jackets on. So, you know, during the winter, you know, just tough it up. Come on. You're a newspaper guy. You guys are supposed to be tough, right? Carol, good morning.
Hey, good to be here.
What's going on with the Record Searchlight?
We get a new website tomorrow.
Good. Very excited about that.
Your customer feedback that to be charitable, the current site vacuums.
This one will have faster upload time. It will look a little different. It will look a lot different. But
we'll be getting these pop-ups in the middle of the screen still?
Most likely, yes. It will have faster load time.
That little thing down at the bottom, that when it pops up when you're trying to read, you know, an article, I'm trying to read Dave Benda's, you know, his words of wisdom. These little things pop up on the side, and so I say to close it, and instead it opens it.
Sidebars
there.
Are you talking about the app or on the website?
On the website.
On the website. I think those are going away.
It says,
next
oh,
story.
You can read, yeah, next story. And so when you try to get that out of the way so you can read this story, it loads that story.
I believe that it will be going away. We're going to an entirely different system, whole different platform. Comments will change.
Will you start giving the addresses and phone numbers of commenters?
No.
Oh, too bad.
It'll have a different look, a different feel, faster load time.
If we're a blogger, do we have to go back in then and call everything up to be able to see it? And if we don't, we're getting nasty messages from your blog lady.
I believe the blogs are still hosted on WordPress, so it's the same process there.
Okay.
I believe.
All right.
We'll find out.
So when's it going to happen?
Tomorrow. Sometime late morning, probably. Late morning, early afternoon. I don't know the exact switch time. They usually will switch sometimes around 11 a.m. So sometime in the morning.
Okay.
You'll be looking at one website, and then you'll come back, and it'll be something different.
Completely different. Now, is this cross scripts?
Yes.
Except it's no longer Scripps.
It's Journal Media Group.
You got bought again, though, right?
We did.
Let's take a quick break, because we need to talk about that one. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're in the middle of a huge jewelry sale at Four Winds Jewelry. I'm not kidding you. I mean, these guys are going for it. Leonard has it all out there. He is burning the bridges behind him. He's selling it all. Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, big rings for great prices. And he's got access to diamonds all over the world. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's a full-service jewelry store. They can make jewelry there. They can cast jewelry there. And they've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Across the road from Sierra Gibbs, if you're wondering exactly where it is. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Honesty and integrity there at Four Winds Jewelry. And we're with Carol Ferguson and Dave Bender of the Record Searchlight, and we'll be right back after these messages. 8:14 in the morning, December the 14th, 34 degrees out there.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460
AM. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is a little bit under the weather today. We're trying to keep her ready to... for the weekend, and when the grandchildren and the kids come in, and the grandchildren come in their assault at Christmas, their non-amphibious assault as they arrive this Friday or Saturday. Good morning, everybody, and 8:18 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at I'll find somebody in here. Never mind, we'll get that one later. We're here with Record Searchlight and with Carol Ferguson, managing editor, and Dave Benda, the business editor of the Record Searchlight. And I've got a bunch of questions in here, but we'll go over to go back to Carol. Okay, the big thing is then the change of the website.
Right, that happens tomorrow.
And the print media still hanging in here, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the new buy of the latest acquisition or merger?
Yes, Gannett is purchasing the Journal Media Group, of which the Record Searchlight is a part. That deal is expected to close sometime first quarter of next year. We don't know exact date or anything like that. The main thing that our readers will notice shortly after that merger, and I don't have a time frame, I don't know, but I know it will be within a few months, we'll get another website and a redesign of the paper.
Okay.
And those will be the most visual changes that people will notice.
Okay.
When well, that happens.
Another website and some... and will. Do they change at all the editorial policy or of the area?
No, no. From what we've been able to gather and other people who've worked for Gannett Papers, they really do understand that local audiences are very unique for each market, and that you're not going to succeed if you're covering Reading as if you're covering someplace on the East Coast. So they understand that. Gannett's a very strong news organization. They are... led by news people, not investors. It is, they own many, many papers,
who's
over 100.
Who's the money behind that?
It's a publicly traded company.
Okay.
So
it's not
privately owned.
It's not a
it's
Murdoch or
traded.
Soros
Mm-mm.
or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. That's
no,
good to know.
No. It's a news organization. So it's been around for a long time. They recently separated their print from their broadcast as well. They did that about a year ago. And then the new company that is dedicated to print is now on a buying spree, and they're buying up newspapers around the country. And we're getting caught up in that buying spree.
Well, people are already predicting that you're going to be sold to McClatchy.
I don't know if McClatchy's buying anything right now. They kind of have a high debt load. So anyway,
it's a, you know, they were talking about, there's somebody else throwing stuff in there, too. Got a lot of questions there. Anyway, good. It's good to have you on.
It's good to be here. So,
getting ready to start another year, huh?
Yeah. That'd be good.
Dave Benda.
Carl Bott.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Got a bunch of questions in here from people already for you.
Uh-oh.
and it has to do with CalPERS and this, but let's talk about some general stuff here. You follow all the things that are going on around here.
I try to keep up on this.
And in fact, I read things in there all the time about, well, I didn't know that was happening, or this people were opening, or these people were closing, which was the other thing, too. Business, the business climate here in Reading and North State.
Business climate, I think it's improving. It's the most obvious sort of indicators are unemployment rate, which has been going down for the past.
Is that a real unemployment rate, though?
Well, it's. I mean, it's.
You've got more people out of the.
It's accurate enough, is what we've got. I mean, I think it's a good, pretty close barometer. It's not perfect.
Even with all the people no longer looking for jobs.
Well, that's one of the things at the county level. And they do track it at the federal level. They do not at the county level. It's the people that have sort of fallen out of the workforce, have given up looking. And, again, that's not tracked at the county level.
Yeah, that's more people, they said, than ever been since they've been tracking it. It's all the people that are no longer in the workforce.
And where have those people gone?
Yeah.
I know our workforce, that's one of the things that is since they don't track these people where they've gone, but it's fallen significantly since about 10 years ago. So have those people mm-hmm. stayed in the area? A lot of those people were construction workers who were gainfully employed when we were building homes 10 years ago. A lot of those people have probably left the area and gone to other places to build homes or whatnot.
Well, we've got people here in the construction trade that work down south most of the time and then come back up for the weekends. They may get a few days off that listen to us and then come back into the show. And they do a lot of work down in the Bay Area and further south like that. So the unemployment rate, and yet when we talk to people here in town that are business owners, they have problems finding people to work.
You do hear that.
Are you hearing that too?
Well, some people, they will tell you that. Like for example, I talked to the Smart Resource Center here in Reading about a month or two ago. They were having their annual fall job fair, and they were talking about how whereas maybe a couple years ago, you know, you'd post a job and you'd get, you know, 100, 200 applications for some of these jobs. Now, that's not happening so much. They are having a little harder time finding people to apply for some of these job postings.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, that they're, you know, what I'm hearing too is that, you know, and they're not starting them at minimum wage either. They're starting them over that and finding them. Just thought you might like to hear this too from my a listener. We love Dave Benda's articles. Actually buy the paper just to read his info.
Oh, that's very nice. That feels good. And I always tell everybody, thank you for reading and keep reading.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of nice. That's a nice comment. Somebody says here, since you're the guy that's covering all this, let me see. CalPERS badly underperformed the S&P 500 this year. The worst is yet to come. CalPERS loaded up on oil and gas stocks when oil fell from 100 to zero. Now it's 35. Shasta County and Redding plus taxpayers will have to make up for these leases, losses and underperformance. Is that a fair statement?
That is usually how pension programs work. It needs a certain amount of money to be able to pay the pensions. You have let me back up. That is how it works. If the fund falls down below a certain amount and they can't make the payments that they need to make, they will ask the cities to pitch in more, the local governments to pitch in more. And that, I mean, I think what they're trying to do is chip away a part of the problems of our pension system right now, which is you have people who in government jobs who can retire around 50, 55. They're living 30 more years gathering very nice pensions on part of some of them. And some cities are paying for one position. They may actually be paying almost the equivalent of like four or five of them. So they're not paying all of that because CalPERS is picking up some of that. But when CalPERS isn't doing well, which has been happening a lot with the Great Recession and all that, I mean, I think it's been hit a lot harder the last few years, and so I think it's really been brought to people's minds about that.
Well, and that's the point. They say come next April or something, you know, when everything comes due, that, you know, we could be hit with a huge tax liability. You're in the town, can't they? I mean, they can. I mean, we're paying something like 73 cents of every dollar for in the city for.
They wouldn't just. They just wouldn't just say, here's your new tax. I mean, it has to go through some approval, and I think even a vote of the people. I think that's why the public safety tax failed. It wasn't something that the city or the county
term, and I said tax. The state can say, hey, you've got to pay this much more into it.
Yes.
And so you're already paying 73, 74 cents a dollar on. Retirements and for also for your pay and allowances for everybody, and then your retirements, and that could push it up for another cent on the dollar, which then takes that many millions out of our general fund, though.
Right
is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
They're right.
Dave, the other part too is you and I kind of talked the other day about when we talked about the climate for business. It's one thing, you know, the businesses are kind of like, you know, starting to reach out, starting to build a little bit. But is the climate here a friendly one, would you say? And the things, because you hear a lot of things.
Yeah.
At the city and the county.
You're probably alluding to how is it at, you know, when you go in
permits,
for a building
fees.
Permit at City Hall or the county. And as we talked about the other day, you know, I hear both sides of that story. I hear some people who will tell you that it's really tough to work with the city to get a building permit. Or a use permit, and then I hear from other people who will tell me that, you know, Redding is not like not unlike other cities in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned to you an example was the white building in downtown Redding, the old Greyhound bus station used to
right.
be. Just recently opened. They had an architect based out of Chico who designed that building, basically worked as the quarterback orchestrating the construction mm-hmm. and everything. And I talked to him, and he's worked with dozens of cities in California, and he said Redding was you know, he found Redding pretty good to work for.
No, there you
to work with. But again, you'll get other people who will grouse about how difficult it is to work with this city. So as I told you the other day, I think the truth probably is somewhere in the middle there. You know,
I think people that know how to work with the city, they've been doing a lot of building here, Palomar and these, know how the system works, and they've got somebody that's been working on that system that probably find it easier. But the sad thing is that the people that do talk to me about the problems, they don't want their names mentioned because they're still in the in the midst of trying to get a permit done.
Yeah, you'll often find the people
and they don't want to stay in here because they have to do business in the future.
They won't speak up. Yeah. That's probably an accurate statement.
Well, we need to take a break here. It's 8:30 here on the 14th of December. We have Record Searchlight Managing Editor Carol Ferguson and their Business Editor Dave Bindle with us. It's 8:30 on the 14th. It's 34 degrees out there, going up to 49 today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:33 in the morning, 34 degrees out there, going up to a blistering 49 today and then dropping back down to 35 tonight. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business, by the way, at Cypress Square Barbershop. And head on down the street, a little bit further down Athens, and you'll hit Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy going in for breakfast or lunch. Get your hug when you walk in. It's like a mini museum when you look at all the photos on the walls of all those who have served our country that come from Shasta County. And like I said, the food's great, and those are really, really nice people who support our veterans and our community in a lot of different ways. We're here with the Record Searchlight Managing Editor, Carol Ferguson, and their Business Editor, Dave Binda. And we've talking about the new the fact that in the space of just a few months, you all have been bought again. And it must be that just like, you know, it's they want to acquire the Record Searchlight because you are a surging power.
That's it.
In Northern it. California.
They looked at Journal Media Group and they said, you know, we have to have all these other papers, but we really want this one up
we
here in Northern California.
We need the voice of Reading.
We
what
do.
They
well, why didn't they buy us? Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Oh.
You're not a newspaper.
Oh, that's right. They divested themselves of this side
the
of it.
Printed voice.
They
did. The printed voice.
Oh,
okay.
The printed voice.
All right. Here we go. All
and
right.
The online voice.
The online voice. Hey, when we talk about, again, I want to go back to business for a minute. Should the leaders be taking more of a more proactive, in your opinion, Dave? I mean, you've been around here a long time. You've probably gone through times when the leadership on the board of supervisors and the city council were really more proactive or less proactive than the ones we have now as far as trying to get business going here in our community.
Well, I think as far as the city council, I think Brent Weaver's taken a proactive
approach
for business. I mean, he comes from a business background. I think he's working with this initiative, working to sort of clean up these downtown hotels. I mean, that's coming from the business. He was hearing it from businesses about that, and you know, enough's enough. So from that respect, I think he's sort of listening to businesses. I know he shows up. Brent does to the Reading Merchants Crime Watch meetings. They meet quarterly. So is City Hall or the Board of Supervisors unfriendly to business? I just don't think you can really paint a broad brush like that. You're gonna find pros and cons in every community.
Well, that's not. I understand what you're saying there. I mean, I look at this board of supervisors that voted, to bring in the Churn Creek shopping mall, and then they wanted is that 3M or 3L? The quarry. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about though is a leadership and a vision of where you have Stillwater. The only thing we have at Stillwater is a strawberry farm. I mean, albeit that's a good, probably might be a good spot for it. But, I mean, are they being proactive enough to go out there and try and find businesses and things to bring them in here? I really like the Shasta Venture Hub, but I don't think the city had nothing to do with that.
Well, the city, that was an initiative of the Economic Development Corporation, the Shasta
right.
Venture Hub. So, technically, you're right. That wasn't a city initiative, whereas the Stillwater Business Park
was
that. Well, originally that was also an EDC initiative, but the city, took that over, worked it through the process of getting it permitted. You need the city to work with. Still, I mean, with the Venture Hub, mm-hmm. you had permitting issues. You had the you had to get your building permit, so it's not the EDC working on an island completely.
Well, no, I know that, but to me though is that the leadership of the city council and the board of supervisors. I mean, that's what's the main problem facing people in Shasta County right now. I think if there was more employment, and there'd be more taxes, but there'd be a cutback in all the services that we're having to provide to people. I mean, they're looking at it in such a way as that if you have jobs, you've got less domestic violence, you've got less problems on the streets, you have more ability to help people because there's more taxes coming in from people because more people are working. Shouldn't that just be like, I mean, shouldn't that be a drum they're beating all the time?
Well, you also need, these businesses, they have to want to come to Reading and start building your offices, your
right.
factories. I mean, you mentioned 3M. The county didn't say 3M, it's time to pull back on your project. I mean, that was a 3M decision where they're kind of.
Oh, no, no. I'm saying the county, they wanted them there. I mean, that's millions of dollars there. Which leads us to another question later on. But what my main question, though, is this, is I don't see the county and the city pushing their people out there to say, okay, you're going to get a bonus if you get this business online in 30 days. Because, these guys get their checks every 2 weeks. And the board of supervisors, let's just go to the city council. Like you said, you got Brent Weaver, who's a businessman. Who else?
Well, you can go down the line. You got Gary Cadd. You got
was Gary Cadd a business?
Missy MacArthur, Francie Sullivan.
But they're not working now. I mean, they're not working now. Are they all business people now? We've only got one person now that's really operating a business right now. But I don't want this to be adversarial at all. I'm just saying is that I just would like to see something that says this is what we're going to do, to have people coming in, to have businesses. What kind of businesses are we looking for out there? Those kind of things.
Yeah, and I think one of the things for better or worse, I think Reading's a little bit damned by geography. I mean, Reading's in California. Mm. You talk to Mark LaSalle, and he'll tell you that. Businesses aren't beating down the border to come into California. Whether it's a business from another state or
a
global business. I mean, whether you believe that or not, that's some people really, and Mark LaSalle will tell you that,
Well, yeah.
Mark LaSalle, he's the president of the EDC.
That's right. At least till next June.
Exactly.
And then he's retiring.
He is retiring, and they're looking for his replacement right now.
The Chamber of Commerce just got some new people into the Chamber of Commerce too. Do you think that's going to be they're going to be a little more proactive in the search for businesses or to get businesses helped out here?
I can't answer that specifically. It's certainly they've got Jake Mangus coming
right.
on, who's taken over January 4th. They have a sort of a younger sort of mindset for coming in and taking over. I think Jake's going to bring a completely new perspective to that position. It'll be interesting to see what he's going to do. I know one thing Jake wants to do, and he said when he takes over, he's going to sort of go out and hold, he's going to meet with businesses, and he's going to kind of listen to them and see what they have to say before he sort of, takes on any, major initiatives for the chamber.
What do you think about the moving of Costco finally out to Oasis?
Well, they got their building permit,
yeah.
And so that's a good sign.
I know they still got the battle going on out there between them
yeah,
and the developer.
That's from what we're hearing. It's Costco and the developer are still negotiating. That's the last thing we've heard. Trying to the purchase agreement and the specifics. Who's going to pay for some stuff? Apparently it sounds like that agreement is getting close, and once that agreement is signed, then they'll start the off-site work, realigning Twin View Boulevard and other infrastructure, and then they can start the actual construction of the store.
That's going to be great for that. What about when they move out of the downtown store? Big gap right then?
Well, the down, you're talking to the Dana, where they're located now, the Dana Drive property there's an agreement by the folks that wanted to build the regional shopping center in Churn Creek Bottom. Escaping.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, out of Idaho.
Right, right. Yeah. They have an agreement to buy that the old building and turn it into a little mini shopping center with about four or five small stores, and then the Costco building would be the anchor of that shopping center. But they're waiting for Costco to move out to their new store before they can start that.
Yeah. So where the Costco building is, they're going to make that into another...
A strip mall, for lack of a better... Yeah,
yeah, but using the space in there, people can just walk
right,
in and walk to
right.
a bunch of stores.
Right, so it would be infill development.
Okay, good. We're talking to Dave Benda, who is the business editor, and I've got all types of things people are asking questions here that I'll get to during the break so I can read them and go through them here. And Carol Ferguson, the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We'll be right back after these messages.
As we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is about 13 minutes until 9 o'clock today. 34 degrees going up to 49, maybe even be 33 degrees now. Going up to 49 today with a low of 35 tonight. The rest of the week is going to be a little chilly, but maybe sunshiny. And when's the weather supposed to bring back the rain, Bad Bob?
Wednesday night into Thursday, and that's a pretty high confidence. It's not going to be as much rain as the last system to come through, but it will add to the total. The lake is slowly starting to come up. because now the ground is getting saturated around the lake.
That and the snowpack is going big here. Hey, I want to do a big shout out to View 202 for this weekend. They did a real barn burner of a collection for Toys for Tots there Friday night and Sunday. Marines were there. Santa was there on Sunday. The Madrigal Singers were there. Choir was there on Sunday. Patrick and Billy out of Q97 were there Friday. You know, they just did a lot to gather toys for our less fortunate children. And, you know, they helped 8,000 children last year, Toys for Tots did. We have a Toys for Tots box here, my friends, in our studio. We've got toys in it, but we need to fill it all the way up. So you just got to stop by, drop off a toy, shop for a couple kids this time. Drop off the toys here because they take them off the list of Salvation Army and the places that these kids really do need the toys. They're not just handing them out to anybody. It's 12 minutes till 9 o'clock. We're here with Record Searchlight Managing Editor Carol Ferguson and their Business Editor Dave Benda. And there are, you know, comments in the chat room about the Oasis in the city and the developers and this. The paper, we've got a big election coming up this year.
Yes, we do.
And
local and national.
Local and national. We've got three people running for city council that I know of right now, maybe more by the time we get there. We've had all three of them on. It's interesting. The kind of the differences between them. And then for, of course, Board of Supervisors, we have a number running. I don't know of anybody. I do know one person's running against Leonard Modi. And you had a good article on him in the paper the other day.
Is that Jerome?
Jerome.
Yes.
Jerome.
Jerome Venus.
Venus? Is that his real name?
I don't know.
Okay. But he looked, when you looked at him in his three-piece suit, and he looked, he looked okay. What's the policy this year for Record Searchlight? As far as endorsements and all this?
Oh, that we will endorse. We endorse in local elections. We choose those much, much closer to the general election in November. We will also, I think, for county supervisor, because you can, there may be a winner in the primaries in those for county supervisor. So you'll see some recommendations from us then. But endorsements, that is, we bring in the candidates. We talk with them. And that's for the editorial board. We bring them in, interview them for about half an hour or so, sometimes an hour, just talk about the local issues that are facing this area and what their ideas would be. And then from there, as a group, collectively, the editorial board comes up with who we're going to endorse and why. So it's a process that's not going to change. It's still what we do. And like I said, we'll have some for probably the primaries for the first round of the county supervisors and then for the city council later on.
Okay.
So any local initiatives that come up, too. If there's any tax, like if they want to try to bring back the public safety tax.
What do you
or
think about the public
else?
Safety tax? Because you're one of the editors.
I think.
What was the stance last time on that?
I think we were for it. I can't remember. I think we were for it because it's worked wonders for Anderson. I mean, we've done follow-up stories on what Anderson is doing with its money. It's been able to hire additional officers, get another police dog. It's just really changed a lot of what's happening down in Anderson, and I think that could be a good model.
Do you think the blueprint for safety was one of the ways that they're going to use to try and raise taxes here?
Well, the interesting thing was in the first draft of the blueprint for public safety, it didn't mention much about an additional tax. The final version does mention additional tax in terms of if you want to hire more staff for the jail, you know, after a tax has been put in place, then you can consider hiring more people. So I think some of the input back and forth in those months from the first version to the last version,
to bring up the
there
tax.
Was some talk about,
well,
we can't afford
you're
this.
Gonna, you're going to use, they're going to use this. I mean, it would take a...
Well, and you must remember that Measure F, I believe it was, that failed. That was the chamber kind of got the ball rolling on that with that survey they did. It'll be interesting. I mentioned Jake Mangus coming on board as the new chamber CEO. if they push again, you know, for a another you know, ballot initiative to
but if
for
I remember
public
right,
safety tax.
But if I remember right, there was only like 10% of the old Chamber of Commerce even bothered to comment on that, and that's what they used as a saying as that, oh, the chamber is backing this, but it was a very small percentage.
It was a small percentage that commented, but of that small percentage, it was I think it was 3/4 said they if the money went specifically for a public safety tax, they would be for it.
I think they also said they had to the city had would have to declare a public would they have to do a financial emergency. Too, wasn't it? Something like that?
There was something like that where it had to be declared a financial emergency, which the council did, I believe, do that.
And Anderson did something, how they got it passed. It was a simple majority, but they also put a compendium measure on the ballot that said this money has to be spent on public safety.
No, it's at least 51% of it has to be paid. It has to be... go to public safety,
right?
And that's how they did it, because they just made it. Then that made it an up or down, and that was the second one that said, yeah, but at least 50% has to be spent on public safety,
right?
And that's the way they could probably do it here. But I think probably it should be more of a Shasta County doing this, so it covers countywide that they're going
right,
to do.
Right, that's also been discussed out there. Is that it needs to be a countywide one, and the reason I think why it came out of the chamber was you do need the business support if you're going to be raising sales tax, because it will affect businesses, just in terms of it's now going to cost people more to go shopping, and you know, I mean, it's not going to be a huge amount. It's not going to make or break, you know, whether someone goes out shopping that day, but.
Somebody said no. The fiscal emergency did not.
Oh, it did
get,
not.
Did
okay.
not get passed.
All right.
All right. Of course, I'm just taking this off my chat room. So.
Well, yeah, and I don't recall exactly either. I do remember.
I mean, it's gonna whether it's you know we hire more police or whatever. It's gonna cost money to
anything we're talking about.
Yeah, and it's how are we gonna pay for that? You know.
Yeah, Record Searchlight, you're pushing a lot of stuff out on the homeless right now. I mean, you've had article after article on this.
Right.
And what do we do with that? I mean, is this? I know that Kristen Schrader's got her her study that she did, but is the answer, you know, and then we have the mental illness, the mental health thing going on, too, about, you know, we need to, you know, you need to break the cycle. And, you know, if it's in domestic violence, you break it when they're kids. Where do we, you know, if it's mental health, where do we break it? You know, where do we break that?
I think what people are starting to see is that if you want to start solving these problems, you have to find the root causes and solve those. So find something to help the mentally ill. Create a sobering center. Create a place where the police can take people who are mentally ill and having a crisis rather than an emergency room or jail. You know, free up some of those other resources by going to the root cause. More cops is not going to solve our homeless problem. More cops is not going to solve our mental illness problem. And I think there's been a shift in the conversation here in our community where we're now looking at solving those root causes.
Yeah, the guy out of San Antonio had some good ideas. I think a sobering center, I think everybody's all up for that. I saw Missy yesterday. Said, you know what, that is really a good idea. Let's go to the phones. Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Yes, good morning. I'm driving along in my car and got pulled over here where I could talk with you. And we just mentioned a minute ago about having the emergency vote with the council. The council has not voted for an emergency. It would take 5 votes, and I will not vote. I'm not one of the 5 as far as not being able to see the measure written and out before the public before it goes on the ballot.
Okay.
So, the emergency isn't done. There was a couple other things that I know you're running out of time, but that were just said there that I don't think actually is what's going to happen. If you have a 50% vote, none of the money is locked up, legally locked up, where a council can't spend it someplace else.
True.
So even though Anderson said that 51% had to go to a certain place, legally, that council and Anderson could spend that money.
Yeah, they can spend it anywhere they want.
Only
right.
The Anderson people will hold them their foot to the fire and make them do it.
Well, that's anyway. The bottom line is if the city says, okay, yeah, but 60% needs to be spent on the on police and 40% here and blah, 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 is the only way you can hold them to that is if they don't do it is throw them out the next election.
Well, either that or it'd be 67%, the 2/3. But I'm not in favor of 2/3. We've got to find a way to sell this got to keep in mind everything you're talking about in the blueprint. You're going to have to find a way to sell it to the people, to where the people are going to vote for it.
Okay, Gary. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in, Gary.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's it. It's selling it. So the press has to get behind it. The media has to get behind it or against it. So one way or the other to make this work. But, y'all, I have to applaud your all your articles you've been doing on mental health. I think that, you know, it's very touching, some of it. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that it's like that. And it's there's no room in the inn.
No.
For a lot of these people.
No. No, there you cannot force anyone into treatment or into a residential facility anymore. So
and there's not even enough, and even if they wanted to, there's not enough seats out there, and we can't keep putting them in emergency room. We can't keep putting them in jail.
Yeah, right.
So you're right. This has got to be asynchronous type of attack on our problems here. Because even if we have more cops, which I think we do need, because 15 minutes, frankly, or 60 minutes for emergency response is way too long. But we need to have a place to put them. Then you have to have DAs, and you have to have jails, and you have to have – I mean, the whole thing is – so who's supposed to be getting their arms around this? I mean, we got ready to
run
here.
Our local leaders.
There you go.
I think that's that vision you talked about.
There's the vision we've talked about. Do we have people with vision? What do you think, real quick? We have people with vision here?
Well, I won't.
To be determined, right?
Carol.
I'll go with Ben to TBD.
That's okay. You're coming back next month. We'll talk about this some more. Hey, tomorrow we've got a lot of great things happening tomorrow, too. We'll be right. So tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Hour, President Obama is there getting an update from his National Security Council on the fight against ISIS. Mr. Obama is under increasing pressure to explain his anti-ISIS strategy and ease Americans' terrorism fears. Ahead of the year's final GOP presidential candidates debate takes place tomorrow night, Republican Ted Cruz has jumped to the top of an influential Iowa poll.
Cruz surged more than 20 points in the latest Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll to take the lead in the GOP presidential race. He's now at 31% support of likely Republican caucusgoers. Donald Trump is in second place at 21%, followed by Ben Carson, who plunged 15 points from atop the Iowa poll in October, to third place now. Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush round out the top five heading into Tuesday's debate here in Nevada. Greg Clugston, Las Vegas.
It was a hoax. The Paris prosecutor's office.